Masechta Maaseh Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes. Kol Hamais Hanimtim, any coins that are found, lost coins that someone finds on the floor or anywhere else, Harei Ilu Chulin, he can assume that they're Chulin coins and they're not Maaseh Sheni coins, and he doesn't have to treat them specially. Afilu Diner Zav Im HaKesef V'Im HaMais, even if there's a group found of gold coins together with silver or with copper coins all together in one container, still he doesn't have to be concerned that they are Maaseh Sheni coins, even though generally people kept the gold coin separate and the silver and the copper all separate, and the fact that these were in a group together with a mixture of different coins may lead one to believe that they had a common denominator of all being Maaseh Sheni, and that's why they were kept together. Still, we rely on the fact that the majority coins are not Maaseh Sheni, they're Chulin, and he can rely on the fact that they're Chulin. However, Matzah B'Teichen, Cheres, if he found inside of them a piece of pottery, the Kasuv Alav Maaser, and on that piece of pottery is written Maaser, the word Maaser, and that piece of pottery is found, it's like a scrap paper that says Maaser, found together with these coins, then I raise a Maaser, then we assume that the coins are Maaseh Sheni coins, even though most coins are not. Here, the scrap is identifying them as Maaseh Sheni, and we don't say that it's just coincidence that the scrap ended up here, and it was really from somewhere else. Nope, we assume that the coins are Maaseh Sheni coins. Mishnah Yud, similar type of discussion, but not with Maaser, but rather with things that are designated to be given to the Beis HaMikdash. HaMaitzi Kli, the Kasvel of Karban. Someone who finds a vessel, a container, and it says on it, it's written on it the word Karban, which implies that it was dedicated towards the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. Im Hayashal Cheres, if the container was made out of pottery, ceramic, then Huchulin, the container we say is Chulin. Umasha B'teche Karban, and what's inside of it is a Karban was donated towards the Bedek HaBayis, towards the Beis HaMikdash. And this is because earthenware was generally not designated to be given to the Beis HaMikdash. It was something that was cheaper. But if the vessel was metal, then hu carbon umash v'teche chulin. The metal kli, we assume he was given to the Bedek HaBayis, to the Beis HaMikdash, and has to be treated as such. But what's inside of it, we follow the majority, and we say that it's not kaddish. Amrulai, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein derech b'nei adam liyas kainsim chulin l'karban. Generally, people don't put their chulin, their non-kaddish items, in a vessel that is kaddish. And so the Chachamim are specifically arguing on the last case, the metal kli. Rabbi Yehuda said the metal kli, we assume the kli belongs to Hekdish, but the contents inside does not belong to Hekdish. And the Chachamim say, no, he wouldn't put his chulin items in a Hekdish kli. So not only is the Kli Hektish, but the items inside of it as well are also designated to Hektish. But regarding the Kli Charis, the earthenware Keli, the Chachamim agree that the Kli is not Kaddish and the contents are.